B'tainius brachas v'klalus. They didn't leave rachal. They read on tainius brachas v'klalus. Laman alfam beis in the middle. But the aim of seeking v'klalus. The klalus, you don't divide that into two aliyas. No, how do you know you don't divide it? Omer abchei bagam, omer abasi, omer kros. Says the posig. Musar Hashem b'ni. It says in the posig that the musa the Eibush that gives you my son. Altimus, don't despise it. Therefore, what do you mean don't despise it? Says Rashi, Altimus, Bahamafsik Ben, because if you interrupt the klolos in the middle, Mara Atmi, you're demonstrating Shekoshal Likras, it's difficult to read. And you're showing that you don't like it. And you shouldn't do the Altimus. We learn a message at the end of this pasik. What does the end of this pasik say? It says, don't be mias in the Techa. Altasu Koitzin Koitzin. Psakim, dividing Losh and Ktsitsa. We have Lamed Alpha Beis. We're up to the right in the middle of the two, about seven lines in the wide lines. Why shouldn't you divide the klolos into two aliyas? If you're going to divide the klolos, you're going to be making a bracha on the klolos. We don't make a bracha, you don't thank the Eibusha for the klolos, which is directly the opposite answers before. Before we say you got to treat it with respect. Here we're saying you don't want to bless the Eibusha for the klolos. El hechavi abreli, you have, even if you don't divide it, you're still making a bracha on the klolos. Tony, we learn Keshu Maschil. When we begin reading the Klolos, Maschil be Pasuk Shalif Name. You don't begin reading the Klolos from the Klolos itself. You read it from the Pasuk, or not one Pasuk, as Taisa says, it has to be at least three Pasukim before. Ukeshu Mesayim, or you conclude Mesayim be Pasuk Shalachrein. You conclude at least three Pasukim afterwards. Amar Abaye with the Flamed Alpha Beis, about 10 lines in the wide lines. When are we so concerned about the klolos? Elabik klolos lekani in the klolos and parsha bechukaisai. Avo klolosship was said by the Eibushter. Klolos and Mishnah tell you the klolos and parshas kisavai paisik those Moshe Rabbeinu said so you can interrupt. My time and why? Two reasons. As the Mashal says, halolu beloshon Rabbi Mamudis. The one in bechukaisai is in plural. Umoshe mepi hagvura amran lamed aleph amud beis. And Moshe Rabbeinu said in the name of the Eibushter, Mashen Kain Bahalolu in Kisav Bilashin Yachimuris in singular, Moshe Mepi Atzmanom, individual rather than collective, and Moshe Rabbeinu said it himself. What do you mean he said it himself? So Rashi. Chumash Dvarim, we say that Moshe Mepi Atzman, this is the Gemara that says it, that Moshe Mepi Atzman Omran. What do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu said it himself? So Rashi says, Moshe Mepi Agvur Omran, Uvenasa Shliach, the rest of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is representing the Eibushter, Loime Kach, Omer Liach, Kodesh Baruch Hashem said, we find Shari Omr Amurin Beloshim Venasati, he says Venasati, which is very interesting because Venasati we have in Devarim also. We have in the, so it's not just the, so it seems from this Rashi here, that the difference between Moshe, between the end of the Chumash and the rest is not Devarim and the four Chumashim, it's rather Kisava or Techa and the rest of the Torah. Because when the Sati Gishmechem Vitam, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying here last week's Parsha, when the Sati, or this week's Parsha, when the Sati Gishmechem Vitam, and when the Sati, he's a Shlich. V'ifkadati, v'shalachti. Mishai Chobi Elasa, who's that? The Eibushter. And Moshe Rabbeinu is talking as if he's Eibushter. Al Mishnah Toidik Siv Yakeko Hashem Yadbek Hashem in the Koicho here says God Hashem will do this to you, Hashem will do that to you. Kach Moshe Omran Me'elov, Moshe Rabbeinu said it himself, but the Eibush agreed. Im Tavru Al Mitzvoy Sov, if you transgress the Eibush mitzvahs, who Yafkid Aleichem, he will punish you. And the Eibush agreed. So what is it? So Rashi seems to be saying, that's what seems to Rashi. Look at Taisa straight away. Taisa Moshe Ma'atzma Omran, the first wide line, 30 words. Moshe Ma'atzma Omran, Taisa Beruach HaKedosh. So what's Pshat and Rashi?
I thought it could have been the Eibushter speaking through Moshe.
Yeah, so the whole Chumash, we have a rule. The Eibushter speaks through his mouth. The three the Eibushter speaking. But Moshe Rabbeinu says the Eibushter. Like he says, Vinasati, how can Moshe say, I gave rain? Because he is the Eibushter. But comes to the Techa de Ksava, he says, if you don't do this, Hashem will punish you this. So what Rashi learns, seems to be from Rashi, that he did it and Eibushter was masking. Taisa says, no, everything he did was Ruach HaKedosh. It's just a lower level than the first four Chumashim. Says the Gemara Vayta, the Gemara tells a story. Levi Barbuti, Havikodi, he was reading the Teich of Kama Gamgen. He couldn't take it. There's such, you know, all this terrible, harsh punishments. So he ran through it. Kamei that Rabbuna from Rudi Barudi, when he was reading Parshas Kisava, Amaloi, Rabbuna told him, Akanafshech, take your time. What's the rush? Loisha, you don't want it? Stop. Loisha, when do we say you're not allowed to break up the teichicha? You got to be careful. Kololosha betaydas kainim. Only pashas bechukaisik, because Hashem said it. Avosha mishatayda, if you find it difficult, paisik. Stop. Rashi. Begam gim kora oisam, rushing through it over kushi, and he found it very difficult. Ba'arudi mishna teyda. Akanafshech, im netzoncha lahafsik, if you want to divide pasik, hoyo ba'atza ketch bekriyosan, until you find your mias. Tanya learned Rav Shimon Lazar Aymed Ezra Tikin Lehen Yisrael. Ezra was Masak in the Eden Shiyu Koidin Klolus Shabbatez Kainim. Ezra made a takana. Now when should the Eden read the Klolus and Teres Kainim? Koidin Matzeres, before Shavuos. We read Pashas Bechukoyse always before Shavuos. Doesn't matter if it's an Ibiyar or a regular year. Ushe Mishneh Teres and Pashas Kisave is always Koidin Rosh Hashanah. My time away. Amar Abaye said, "V'itayim at Shlokish, k'day in order shetichle Hashana v'klolisa." We want the year to finish off with all the klolos. On the new year, no more klolos. Says the Gemara, "I can." That makes sense only right before the Shana. B'shloim Mishnah Toyde Pashik, so I understand. Ika, there is a good reason. K'day shetichle Shana v'klolisa to finish the year and all its curses. Elusha betoydes kaini. When it comes to bechukaisa, otu reish atzera shani. What's the end of the year? Says Marin, yes. As we had in Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, he Atzeres Hashanah for the fruits of the tree. Shavuos is also Rosh Hashanah, so we want to finish before Rosh Hashanah all the curses. What is it Rosh Hashanah for? That now we learn the Mishnah Uba Atzeres. When it comes to Shavuos, I'll pay this Elon, the fruit of the tree. You say the following. The Maratz Chayes asked a very strong question. We had in the Gemara 2 days ago that in Yisrael they used to read the Torah once every 3 years. So how did that work out? Ezra made a takonda, which means Ezra's takonda. The Gemara is saying that way after Ezra, they continued reading the Torah in Yisrael once every 3 years. But Ezra made a takonda.
It would have to be worked out in the third year.
It's impossible. Third year, but it says every year. So one opinion is that he brings the Torah again. One opinion is that actually they didn't read necessarily in order. So they read, you know, the normal. But when it came to Shabbat Rosh Hashanah, they didn't read the normal, whatever they should have been. They went then to Kisavai. Or before Shavuos, they went to out of order. Let's say they were up to Pasha's Noyach. Let's say. Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah, they wouldn't read Noyach, even though it's a Pasha that should be read. They would read Kisavai. That's how they would answer. Oh, look at Tesis. Tesis, very interesting Tesis. So according to the Gemara, it's clear that L'chayda, the Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah, we should read Kisavai, but we don't do that. We read Nitzavim before Kisavai. According to the Gemara, we should be reading B'chukaisa before Shavuos. We don't do that. We read Bamidbar before Shavuos. Always. Sometimes even Nasi. But it's always Bamidbar. What's going on there? Look at Tesis. Tesis has an interesting question. Shalu, the last Tesis on the page. Shalu Beis HaMedrash Rabbeinu Nissim. They asked a question in the Beis HaMedrash Rabbeinu Nissim, who lived in Tunisia. Lamam, and he's the first Rishonim. Lamam Mechalkim Pashas Netzavim Vayelech L'Shnayim. Why sometimes they divide two short Pashas, Netzavim Vayelech, into two, and we read Netzavim before Rosh Hashanah and Vayelech after Rosh Hashanah, when there's two Shabbos in between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. So one Shabbos you read Vayelech, and next Shabbos you read Hazinu. There's only one Shabbos in between them, reading Netzavim Vayelech before Rosh Hashanah and Hazinu after Rosh Hashanah. So how can we split Netzavim Vayelech short Pashas? Let's split Matas and Masse. It takes forever. Two long pashas. Kishe yesh bei Shabbos or two Shabbos or Shana Yom Sukkot v'lo Yom Kippurim. Ve'ei mechalki. Why don't we divide instead? Matas amase sha'aruch is yaisa. They're much longer. This is the question was asked by the Nissen. So Nissen said the following. Ve'ei shvi answered. Now this big, very big machlek is here in Tosis. Lefisha ba'atim netzavim yesh klolah shekil Yisrael. Because the Gemara says over here we want to conclude the curses before the end of the year. Kisavai is not the last parsha of curses. Netzavim is, because Netzavim is some more curses. And Moshe Rabbeinu added on. So because Netzavim is more curses, we want Netzavim to be ready for Rosh Hashanah. If there's an extra Shabbos after Rosh Hashanah, what are you going to do? So we have to split Netzavim and Yehle, because we need to read Netzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Netzavim is full of curses. The Reitzel, the Simon Koyim Rosh Hashanah. That's Sam Nissim holds, and Netzavim is full of curses. And that's why we're Rosh Hashanah. That's Sam Nissim. So Tosfos, the Kasha.
Towards the end of the Torah, that's
supposed
to be
part of the
question.
Yeah, exactly. So we need to make sure that the Tzavim comes before the Shana. I disagree with you. This is a big machlekes Tesis. whether in its sovereign actually is curses or not. The kosher, I have a problem. We don't, when we count the curses, we don't count the curses mentioned in the Tzavim. We only say the curses in Kitach, which is in Kisavim. The Avish is much gentler than Midas than a human. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beidach Yisrael B'chavbeis. He gave him 22 brachas. We killed him b'shmein and he cursed him with 8. Moshe Birchim B'shmein, he gave him 8 brachas. But in Teichel, we killed him b'shmein 22 curses. And with the 22 curses, that's Teichel in Kisavai. What about the curses in the Tzavim? We don't even count that. The Choshiv, and we count them, and Im Lo Sishmu, we count it from the Pasuk. And if you don't listen in Kisavai, if you don't listen to Abish, this is what's going to happen. Ad Ve'en Koine. Mashma Behegi, where does Moshe Ben's curses end? Sha'ad ein koina havi min haklolus v'lo yaisa. Only till this pasuk ein koina, which is according, in the kisavei.
According to this shita's tesis, if it is klolus, clearly you shouldn't call somebody out. The balkanish should go also.
That's the meaning Yisrael, yeah. Oh, I mean, for the first in the tzavim, yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first answer, yeah.
If it's klolus also.
Yeah, you're right. But another question, that's an even strong question. If you're going to count the tzavim as klolus or curses, what about hazinu? Hazinu also has a number of curses. So how can we read that in the beginning of the year? The feast for us according to the Svarab Nisim, am I ain't koid in Azinu, koid in Hashanah, why don't we read Azinu before the Hashanah? So the Gam Sham Yer Kololas, Mizei Rav, Lechomei Chirashah, there's some strong psukim there. So obviously those are not the Kololas, we're talking about the real vehement Kololas of Santercha, and the rest are not considered Kololas in comparison. The Kach Nidali Hatam, I'll tell you why we read the Tzavim before the Hashanah, you know why? There are no klolos in the tzavim, and that's why we read Hashanah. We don't want to end the year, the very last Shabbos, with klolos. We don't want the very last Shabbos before the Rosh Hashanah of the fruit of the tree to be klolos. So we give a space of a week. Davka not klolos. So we hold the tzavim is not klolos. I lepoil Moshe Rabbeinu said the same thing. Warnings. It's not the same kind of a punishment where he says over here Yakech Hashem Yad B'chol. You know, he lists every single sickness that's going to happen. There he says the Eibusher won't treat you with it. Won't deal with you anymore. He'll throw you away, cast you away. Which is different than, it's like more maybe a ruchin thing. So the mechalkin oisam fish on the right in lahafsig. We want to interrupt the likra shachas Shabbos achas koyd l'shana. The pasha shaloi teim the bel klol klab. We want to have a pasha break. No klolus. Shaloi lahasmich l'shana. We don't want to bring the klolus next l'shana. Umitam zeh for this very same reason. Onu koydim b'midbar sina koydim atzeres. That's why we pasha b'midbar for shavuos. Kedei shaloi lahasmich l'klolus b'chukayis atzeres. We don't want to bring them together. Then Tei says, "I don't know what this means here. Yilamdenu shal pashas Yisrael. I don't know what it means by the yilamdenu of pashas. Shemeres tanchumas. I'm not sure why he brings it there. But ain odom rashai likas b'toyda achi yazder apasha gimel pamin. You're not allowed to be a balkoida. Interesting thing here. You're not allowed to be a balkoida unless you prepare 3 times. So it's time to go up without preparing. Definitely shouldn't go. And even prepare once, 3 times. How do we know? Because by Eib it says. Shemeres says." Ozrova Yisapra, that he saw and he related, hechina, he prepared, the gam chokra, and he investigated. Then vayemel la'adam, and then he said he told person. So the 3 things I guess are vayisapra, he read it himself, hechina, prepared, the gam chokra. I'm not sure, or is the 3 times hechina, the preparation, the gam, and also again another time, and then chokra, he investigated. Probably that's what it is, 3 times. So he prepared 3 times before he told it to another person. So I guess before you give a share also, you got to prepare 3 times. Before you talk to another person, prepare 3 times. Even though in the other Gemara we had, we would prepare 4 times. Here, Benjamin, 3 times. The next thing is, he says, nothing to do with anything here. Not even sure why he brings it here. Said Yishalmi. But also lismech ala bima. When you read the Torah, you're not allowed to lean on the bima.
It was a support.
A support. And the guy had to lead the same thing because he's like reading. The man that see nosam umen, Hashem gave the Torah, he was standing. Af kriyosam umen, you read the Torah, you have to stand. How is it here?
Looks like since he spoke this morning,
you know, kids, I tell you. So he mentioned that as well. The only
thing to say.
Okay, back to the Gemara. This is a very famous Gemara. Tanya, we learn that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, "Im yemru luchas kenim stoy." If old people say demolish, the yeladim b'nei, and young people come along and say, "No, build." You should stoy. Listen to the old people; they're much wiser and more experienced than the young hotshots. If they tell you to break, and the young one says, "Build," you break. The altivim don't build. You know why? And they should steer us kenim. Talking about building a second floor, pashtup shot, second floor in a building. Because they steer us kenim. When skenim tell you to break, they don't want to break, stand for breaking. Obviously, it's for a purpose to build. Binyan, when they tell you to break, as if they're telling you to build. But a binyan in the autumn, when they tell you to build, they have no idea what they're talking about. Still, it'll all collapse anyway. The similar double assigned to this is the Rechavim and Shleimah. And it says very unfortunately back in the water, Rechavim and Shleimah was the maisa that the young people, the elders say, drop the taxes. You're charging too much, people can't take it anymore. The young people said, no, increase the taxes. We need more money to fill our coffers and fill our treasury. What happened? He raised the taxes of the young. They filled the building and turned, and the people revolted against the Rechavim and Shleimah. That's Parshat Pshat here. Look at Rashi here. Rashi, absolutely no Rashi. But he brings it on the side, Likutei Rashi, a whole different Pshat. A whole different Pshat. The only thing is, don't say where does Likutei Rashi is from. Im yoyim luchos kenim toy, v'al don't build, v'ilodim b'nei beis hamigdash. Look at this Rashi here. This is from the Dorim. This is not Rashi. This is Rashi and the Dorim, which is the Talmud of Rashi. There it says, if the elders tell you to break the beis hamigdash, beis hamigdash. And the young people say, build the Beis HaMikdash. Break it. A Beis HaMikdash. Why? Similar to the Chavim. What happened to Chavim? Says here Rashi. The Chsiv, it says, Vayazev is Atzaz Askenim. He did not listen to the advice of the older people. And what happened at the end? The Nechre Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Aloysa Eitzah, for the very reason, because he listened to the younger people, whatever advice they gave him, and that led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Hamoyder like Peter Bismigdush, but Rashi did not learn from my Beis Hamikdash. But there's a Brisa somewhere that says clearly we're talking about the Beis Hamikdash. So I'm not sure what the story of the Chavim Shleim is regarding a Beis Hamikdash. Somehow or another, the older people told him to destroy, the younger people told him to build, and he didn't listen.
Is it building, or is it the fact that he's in Texas eventually?
300 years later, how can he blame the Chavim for the Chavim Beis Hamikdash? Chavim is the second generation, Chavim Shleim's son. That was an Achir Shalini. Oh, that's what it is. But the B'nai Yisrael left, Goz Yechani was way before the rest. I've never seen that the Chavim should be blamed for Churban Beis HaMikdash. But that's what Rashi Nedonim says. Back to the Gemara here. So anyway, I told him what we learned. Mokim Shemafsikin B'Shabbos. Two opinions. One interesting opinion is wherever. Let's say you finish reading the Torah Shabbos. Parshas Veschanon Shach in the morning. Sham Kedem Mincha. So Mincha you start Parshas. Let's say Shavtim. B'Mincha you read till Sheni. Sham Kedem B'Sheni. On Monday you start from Sheni. You go to Shlishi. B'Sheni Sham Kedem B'Chamishi. And where you stopped on Monday? Say Shlishi. On Thursday you start Shlishi to the V. Exactly. Bachamishi, and where you stop, let's say on Thursday, let's say in Chamishi, Revi, Sham Koyin Zalabo, that's where you start reading Shabbos. Much easier. Divid Ameir. In a short pasha, you get a little problem, yeah. Divid Ameir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mokim Shemafsikin B'Shabbos Shachris. You're right, you finish as Chanan, let's say you go to Ekev. Koyin Mincha, you read Mincha Ekev. Uve Sheni, Uve Chamishi, Ulu Shabbos Abba, you start each one of them from the same place, from the beginning of Eker, the way we do today. Amr Abzeide, Halacha, Mokyav, Sikh, Meshab, Meshach, Lisham, Kerem, Minche, Sheni, Chamishi, Ulu Shabbos Abba, that's what we do. Says the Gemara, just say, Velem, Lacham, Yehuda. What do you have to spell out the whole thing? From the Avchilu, others learn the names for Kerem, so therefore he tell you this way. Tarmam, we learned a number of Dinim, Sefer Teira. Poiseach, you open the Sefer Teira, Veroya, you look inside, Vegoylul, and then you close it, you roll it back. You make the bracha. Then the chayzer, you go back. You open and say v'teida. You read it. Amen. So what you do? Like we do it. You look. You still look with the maramakim where we begin and end. Then you close and make the bracha. Why do we close it? We'll see in a minute. And then you open it again. That's the pin of me. That Yehuda says that no. Poiseach, you open the teida. The roya, you look inside. Umevarech, and you leave it open. Make the bracha. The kaidin you read. My time with the amen. Why do I have to close it? Kidu'ula. No, because the chash of ula, the amr ula, mipnei ma'amra. Why do we say hakoyde b'toyde lo yisayem tugamin? Why do we say somebody reads a toyde should not assist? The balkoyde should not help out the maturgamin in translating. You know why? A mistake, you can lead to a mistake. People think that inside it, that the balkoyde is reading from the toyde. Maybe the targum is in the toyde. Hachanam hit too, kidesh lo yayim rebrachim toyde. That's right.
They only heard what you're being
exactly. So if the Baal Kreda held the Tumah, they think the Baal Kreda is reading from the Teda. And they would think that when they write a Teda, they can put English in there, or Targum in there. Targum. So that makes the same thing. If you're going to leave the Teda open and read and say the Bracha, people think that the Bracha is written in the Teda. Next time, they'll write a Teda They'll put the bracha. Vice in those days to be a sefer. Anybody, every time they can have it, can be a sefer. You don't need a special kabbalah for safras. No, Rabbi Yehuda, why wasn't he worried about that? Rabbi Yehuda, targum ikal lemite, bracha lekemite. Targum, because there are actual words of targum in the Torah. There are words, yigas hadusa, there are words in the Torah of targum, so you might think that these words are also in the Torah, but he just read to me. You make a mistake. But there are no bracha in the Torah. Everyone knows there's no bracha in the Torah, so why would you make such a mistake? That's a machlekes. Rashi. Rashi ikal lemite, vayim targum kosa b'teira, but also lemichta targum, you write targum in the Torah. Ava brachas hakul yoyin, everyone knows she'en brachas ksuv b'teira. There's no brachas written in the Torah. Says in Malavite. There's a fascinating tesis that no one understands the tesis on this Gemara here. We'll come back to it in a second. So it's clear in the Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara says. Amar masna halacha. What's the Gemara clearly say here? What's the halacha? Poiseach v'roye umevarech v'kayit. Gemara clearly says the halacha is you open the Sefer Torah, you make a brachah, you leave it open. And then, and that's it. You don't have to close it. Just say the halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Who says that? Mishum the afklu again. People turn the names around. Fine. Amar abzeda. Amar abmasne. Haluchas. We're not clear exactly what haluchas is. Rashi says haluchas lo yedaiti mahen. I don't know what it is. However, the yesh mefarshim. Now those who say hein asuyin lesvarim shlo. It's the cover. Those svarim she'ein asuyin bigilyon. You didn't have it like a rolled on a stick. Yeah, like a sefer. There's a cover. That cover takes on Kedusha. The Rishalmi says not the Kedusha of the Sefer. It doesn't have the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, but it has the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. The covers of a Sefer are also holy. Got to be put in Shemus. That's how Rashi learns, or his Yesh Mefarshim. Back to the Gemara. The Bimas. What's Bimas? Bimas are the platform they built for the king to read the Torah once every 7 years. Ain't Behem Mishum Kedusha. Even that platform, the Rishalmi says, no Kedusha's basic Sefer Torah, Avi Kedusha's basic Knesset. Rashi, Bimash, Oye Oisi, Lamele, Paz, Lamele, Gamim, Sefer Torah. Taser, the whole different shot. Taser says, what's that look at the top of the page? Gilyoine Sefer Torah, the margins of the Sefer Torah, Lamailu, Lamata, above and below. Bishop Ben Daf, Ladaf. Amazing shot. Taser holds that the margins on top of the words and in between are not holy. I don't like it. Vikasha, the pay to call kids with tram behead is clearly the metamina sayidaim. It's clearly that the Gilians also know you have to be careful when you touch it. You shouldn't be touching it with your hands because it's metami. It makes your hands tummy. Vishloime, the hosta is a difference. Rotsaloime, cold man, shame, chobodi, and besef, the Gilians are attached, they've told you it's holy. Guys, maybe Gemara's talking about here when it's cut off, it's no longer holy. Akati kosher, shadi hosam et boilan. The Gemara clearly asked that very question. Heicha the guys, if it's cut off, iyesh ben kedusha ilaz, have kedusha ilaz. Ramayla mefim, what's the answer from here? So Taser therefore does remain sarachin. So you have to go back to Rashi's pshat. Taser has to be made from talking about the covers of the books. In this other opinion, Taser says talking about the Gilian cut off.
I
don't know if he's saying chachila to cut it off, or if it was cut off is no longer kodesh. Because when you're cutting off the chachila, you're canceling the kedusha. That's a bit different. Back to, are you allowed to do that? Yeah. So it's in main. He's been ignorant. It's still kodesh. It's been ignorant. It's still kodesh.
But is ignorant the whole thing as it is, or can you ignorant only with the printed, the written part?
So what's the purpose? If you're going to cut it off, so it's no longer kodesh, so you're reducing the kedusha. You're not reduce the kedusha unless you're going to use it for another sefer
Torah. That's what I'm saying. Sefer Torah for tefillin and mezuzah or whatever.
So that's nothing to do with this opinion, because here we're talking about amen kedusha. There you're talking about you're going to cut it in order to be use it for equal. Equal has to be equal. It can't go down. It has to be equal. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know if you're allowed to. Don't know. Amar Ashvati Rabbi Yechanan Hagoyel Sefer Torah. When you very important halacha, people know he wrote Sefer Torah. So you have it in al tefer. It's actually a halacha that it has to be the seam has to be in the middle. Why does the seam have to be in the middle? So Rashi learns kineged al tefer shom rolach because it's easier to tighten it and what? Tighten it. And others say because it doesn't rip because it gives it some way. If it won't rip. I know. Yeah, it's the whole thing. If you, let's say you're alone, you want to roll Sefer Torah, so you put one side on your lap, one of the amudim in your lap here, and you have the other amud, right? You want to roll. So which way should you roll? From your lap out or from your out in? Says the Gemara. You take the outer stick and you bring it towards yourself. Don't take the inner stick and go out, because the outer stick will fall off your lap and onto the floor. Be careful. But then you lift it and you want to tighten it. Mahatke mifanim, start from the inside one. not the outside. When we do the outside one, what happens? Your hand is covering the words. And part of the din, when you do Hagba, you have to see the words of the Torah, and you're blocking it with your hand. Then
Goyle Mifneim. In this case, you're not doing
Hagba. No, afterwards. Not after you finish rolling it, now you want to do Hagba. So you lift it. Rashi, look at Rashi. From one part of the Torah, another part. You're alone. You have the Torah on your lap. The outer, you roll it back to yourself. The yoggle is happening from outside to inside. If you're going to hold it inside, the yoggle goes to the outside. The outside will fall down. You finish rolling. You want to tighten it. Hold the inner one of your head and bring the inner to the outside. Otherwise, your hand is covering the words. It's a mitzvah that the people should see the writing of the Sefer Torah. Some people actually have a meaning that they turn the Sefer Torah around. Other way, it says this is a very important halacha because most of the world doesn't follow it. Ten people read a Torah. Hagodol shebehem goyel zevet Torah. Who should roll the Torah? The biggest, not sheni, not mafte. The biggest should roll the Torah. Hagoyel noitz hakulam. The one who rolls it takes the schar of them all. We'll soon see what rolling means. Let me use my lady. Asodah shekaru Torah. Hagoyel zevet Torah. Keep the schar kulam. The one who rolls the Torah gets the schar for everybody. Schar kulam, not the schar for everybody. Elaimu keep the schar kinei kulam. He gets equal the schar everybody else. Who's the goyel? Says Rashi, Asoda Shekoda Shenesu. You have it in order to read Torah. You need a minion. The Koru Hagimel the three or Zayin Kechay Kayem. Lefish Ain Koidin Betayda. Pachas Masoda Yud Shekoda Betayda. Now, what does Goyel mean? Goyel is Hagba. So, why is Hagba called Goyel? It's only Lubavitch who does that. The rest of the world does nothing. The rest of the world picks up the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says clearly you have to roll it. The rest of the world picks up the Torah. You go like this. You go sit down. And the guy who has the Galila rolls it for you. Do nothing. That's not Hagba. And the Mishnah Berurah itself, which I'm surprised, says that the Magbiyah has to be Galila. Whether you put it down or whether you sit down and you go the Galila, sit down, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go into that.
So why does the whole world do
good question. I have no idea. Yeah, why godless? Look at Tzitz. Why godless should be cool and goyel? The fishu kavoid that is covered. The gal of you godless should be cool and kedai. Who little chag that kulam? Who else should deserve? Who else deserves to get the most chashad of the year? The most godless kulam. So therefore, it's his covered, and also he deserves the chad. You should give hagba to the most chashad guy in shul.
And people think hagba is nothing. Aliyah.
People think galila is nothing.
No, but people prefer an aliyah.
I think. I know, yeah. So maybe the other minhag that does it the way the other way does, not the Lubavitch way, is they want to share such a good aliyah. Maybe share it in half. Maybe. But where does it come from? I don't know. The tastes before, quickly do, because they're very interesting tastes. Peter Shemini Chananel, the Koya Kesher, when you bake the nut, the gartle around the Sefer Torah. That's what it means. When you put the knot around the potato, the knot should not be in the back of the potato, but should be in the front where it's rolled up. If you have the knot in the back, when you remove the mantle, you have to turn the potato over. So where should the knot be? Where you roll it up. Then he's like this. There's a minute, we say this on Masechet Torah, there's a minute to say it. Toides Hashem Tamima, Eidus Hashem Nemona, Bekudei Hashem Yisharim, Mitzvah Hashem Bora. You should say those psukim. Why? Because let the reward for the mitzvahs be said right away. Now, interesting, Toides has Gadol Hashem Iti after Hagba. Why does it say Gadol Hashem Iti? She yesh boy sheish tevis. There are six words in the pasuk Gadol Hashem Iti. Keneged shisha tzaodim shel noisei aron. By Shmuel, they were also carried aron. They walked six steps, and since from the we do it aron kodesh, so the bimah walk at least six steps. So you say Gadol Hashem Iti six steps, and the pasuk Torah shentimim umem tevis yesh be Torah shentimim. There are 40 words. Keneged hamem yoyim shebehem nitna Torah. The 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was shemayim to get the Torah in today's zechitas. The achekar poischer the makim she yitzer likel boy. Then you open the Torah to where you want to read. Now the koyde koyim. Now look at Tei says it, which is a pella. We just had a gemara, right? Ulechatchile hu goyloi v'sois me koyim shemar. Lechatchile, you should not follow the gemara. Our gemara says lechatchile, you can leave the sefer Torah open, like Rabbi Yehuda says. Tei says no. Lechatchile, you should close it. Kadei shalo yemru hamayin shabrachuk shubay. And the reason is people should make that mistake. The Gemara clearly said, we're not worried, there's no such thing. Taisa says you should. Then he says, avo b'di ebed in lochosh. We're not worried b'di ebed. Shari lo yishchichi ame oriz kokach ata. Today, the answer b'nei amadatsim. What is Taisa talking about? We just had a Gemara that says the halach is chatchila. We're not worried. Even those days when they were not, we were not worried. Even those days were full of amadatsim. Then take another chiddush. When do we say shalul sefer Torah open? Even by the evidence, all right, is only the bracha rishayna. But when it comes to bracha chreina, you must close it. Kirab Yehuda. Which of Yehuda say that? Which of Yehuda says that? So the whole taste, even the Bach tries to get some tateres. The whole taste is a shverda shverda taste. Yeah, but now where does taste get it from? Where did Taisa get to make a chili between the Baruch Hashem and the Chreni? The Ramah Taka Pas, because Baruch Hashem, everyone holds you have to close it, but where did they get it from? Let's go back to Gemara. Let's go back to Gemara.
But is this the
Baruch Hashem
and
the
Chreni?
Yeah. Whichever way it is, whether the meaning of today, the meaning of yesterday, you have to close it, roll up a Sefer Taylor, and make a Baruch. And the reason Pasha is that people shouldn't think there's a Baruch written inside. So what's the difference with Shoyna? What's a chili Shoyna Chreni? Back to the Gemara. I'll mention how do you know if you hear a baskel? You don't know what to do, and suddenly you hear a voice come out of heaven, you should follow it. And then it says, but oznech and your ears, Tishamana will hear dove, machrecha, something behind you, lame with the following. The hani mili, when do we say only if it's an extraordinary, out of the ordinary? What's that? The shama kogabra b'masa, you heard the sound of a man in the city. What does that mean? Why is that unique? Or koil itza bedabro, a single woman in the wilderness. Okay, you understand why it's modern, because a woman wouldn't travel alone out in the middle of nowhere. But a man in the city, Rashi says, koil gabra b'mosa, koil she'enu motzihu. It's not a common sound. Ubaskel bo eila, must be a baskel. What does Rashi mean? I have no idea. Vuhu, the Gemara says, but when can you recognize a baskel? Vuhu damar hin hin, vuhu damar lav lav. You have to hear everything double. If he says it only once, it's not a basco. Everything in a basco is double. The first time to hear it, the second time to make sure it penetrates. Then you know it's a basco. If you learn, and you don't sing the learning, you said after dying, you learn without a sweet voice or without any singing. All of our cause of aim with the Taita does not like when you learn Taita without a nice geschmack and nigen. I gave them all of these laws. They weren't good. And mishpatim, they won't live with. Mask of Labai, I don't understand. Because he doesn't have a nice voice, or doesn't know how to sing. Mishpatim leyichri behem, you're going to get such a curse that the Mishpatim won't give it to him. What's not fair? Kurisabe, that's what you're going to say. It means something else. Shnei tamidei chachamim hayoshim b'irachi, have two rabbis in the same city. They don't discuss with each other the halachas. Aleim akosavayim, regarding them, it says, v'gam anina satilem chukim leitayv, mishpatim leyichri behem, terrible thing. Look at Taisa says if Ashayna Belezim, what do you mean you learn without singing? It says Taisa Shahoyu the Gilim, they used to learn, interesting, Lishna Mishnayis Bezimra. They used to learn Mishnayis by singing. Why? The fish Shahoyu Shayna Oise Alpeh, they used to read Mishnayis by heart. If you sing it, it's better, it's easier to remember than if you just say it. So that's why they deliberately used to sing. So if you learn without singing, that means you're not making an effort to try to remember it. And we learned that. If you don't remember the Taita, you deserve to pass away. So therefore, that's what Taita Limp shot here. You're not making an effort to remember it. One of the other Mepharshim said that they used to have Trapim Mishnais, which I've never seen. But it said they used to have Trapim Mishnais, and just like the Taita has Trap, and they used to read the Mishnais with Trap. And if you don't do it, it's because you don't find the Torah interesting. Nothing to do with taste because of forgetting or remembering. It's more to do with it. Do you enjoy your learning? You go, Shmak, you sing a nigga. Hey, back to the Gemara. Omer Aparnich, Omer Abyechnan, Kola Oiche Sefer Torah, Orem, whoever holds on a Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is naked, Nikbar Orem, he will be buried naked. Orem Sakadatach. The Rebbe, beautiful scene, Masechta Megillah, learns Pshat in the Gemara here. Without the Rebbe, it's so difficult to understand. But basically, the first Pshat, the low level, Rebbe learns Pshat like this. Orders like that. Right now, we thought that a mantle Sefer Torah is like a dress, and a person is a Sefer Torah. We know that a person like a Sefer Torah, we had it before, that you have to go to Leviathan, Sinasa, Kachin Tilasa, a person like a Sefer Torah. So just like you touch the Sefer Torah without a cover, the Sefer Torah, should be buried without a cover. So the Gemara says back, a person without a cover, that's not good enough. Because what part of you is a Sefer Torah? Not the goof, it's your neshama, the holy part. And when you don't put clothes on, what part of you is being punished? The goof. So how is that meeting? Aleima say nikbar adam b'lo mitzvahs. It means that he should be buried naked without mitzvahs. Now mitzvahs is something to do with the neshama, just like, and mitzvahs are levush, it's like a clothes. So like you touch the tzaddik without its clothes, so too that you should be buried without your clothes, without your mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, it's like that, he should lose all the mitzvahs because of one thing. Why should the whole neshama lose out? That particular mitzvah you lose out. Which particular mitzvah? Says so Rashi seems to be learning. The mitzvah didn't have a cover. What's pshat? So what's the chiddush? Taste ass. What's the chiddush? Obviously, if you didn't have a cover on it, then if you didn't have a cover on it, how can you be yetz the mitzvah of having a cover on it? We don't have a cover. So look, Taisus learns. Look at Taisus. Blaise mitzvah is before you mitzvah chizah, the mitzvah of holding onto it. Because Maylevus a pshite in the schach. He was lost a mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah is to have a mantle. He didn't have a mantle. Of course, he didn't do the mitzvah. What's the punishment? Is that a punishment? If you don't do a mitzvah, the punishment will be that you weren't mekayin the mitzvah. What does that mean? The kach pidush riva. Interesting chiddush. Beloy oisa mitzvah she'asa ba'oisa shav. At the same time, you're doing another mitzvah. She'im acha sefer teira arav. You hold your teira naked, and you were learning. So the chayde, you're doing a mitzvah. There's learning. You lose out that mitzvah of learning teira. The quarter boy ain't less chaim in akriya. That's what you lose out. Let's see how hold as if to fix it up. A mitzvah to fix it up. You're not leaving in your oil a sefer not fixed up. But if you hold on the cover, it's not a problem. It's actually a wonderful thing to hold on a sefer Torah. Oydech yam is this like you're saying here that the one who gets the sefer Torah from the Hachnasa or the Yitzhiya is doing oydech yam in minim b'smeishu chavetz, a wonderful thing, taking out the sefer Torah. Oydech b'smeishu chavetz. The Rebbe has another pshat, much deeper pshat, but basically the Rebbe is saying the whole shak v'tari is what's the purpose of a mantle of sefer Torah? Is it so that we don't touch the sefer Torah? Is it for the gavra that we covered, we shouldn't touch the sefer Torah with our hands? Is that what it is? Or is it covered of a sefer Torah? The sefer Torah has a mantle. And if it's a cover sefer Torah, is it an outside thing but it's giving cover sefer Torah? Or now it becomes part of the sefer Torah? And that's the three stages in the question. And that's the next Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yannai, Rabbi Yannai, Rabba. Rabbi Yannai, the son of Rabbi Yannai, the son named Rabbi Yannai, Rabba. Interesting. Three Rabbi Yannais here. Rabbi Yannai, who was the son of Rabbi Yannai, the old man. In the name of Rabbi Yannai, the great man. Don't know if the third Rabbi Yannai was related. Mutiv tigol hamit pachas v'ayigol sefer Torah. It is better. It's better to take a sefer Torah and roll up a sefer Torah and put the mantle on top of the sefer Torah rather than having the mantle and then rolling up the sefer Torah inside the mantle. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is now that we've established that the mapachas has a din of the sefer Torah itself. I would have thought it's equal sefer Torah. What's the chiddush if I take a sefer Torah and I wrap it up while it's in the sefer Torah? It's all the same. Kamashal, and still not mamish the same. It's a weird thought. Because the last thing is that we say it's okay. Let's just finish more quickly. Let's get married. Vayidaber Moshe es Moed Hashem b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke the Moedim to Eden. Mitzvosim sheyekayin oisim kol echav echav zmana. You should read each yomtiv on its time. Turn a moment. Let's take a look at Baisa. Moshe tikin lam Yisrael. Moshe made a special kana. Sheyishoyin v'doshin b'inyonis shel yomi. Shadash in the inyan of the day. Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach. Hilchas Atzeres b'Atzeres. And Hilchas Chag b'Chag. Taisim Gilu Reyas in the beginning. There we say 30 days before, and here we say on the day. What's going on? So Taisus, one machlek, but Taisus says 3 days before is if somebody asks you a question, it's appropriate, but you don't have to make drushes. Here, you have to make drushes. Or this is talking about the dinim of the day, and that's talking about generally the whole thing of the Yom Tov. Okay, Hadna Lo B'nei Yiv, Aslik Lo Masechta Megillah, Tamar Mizrim Shtar Masechta Megillah.